So I'm Mike XVX. I actually kind of live here. I haven't really been around the past 4 or 5 months. I've been traveling a lot. This is a song about animal liberation. It's more specifically about a company called Huntington Life Sciences. It's a biomedical contract research facility. It does things like Viagra, depression medications, all kinds of pharmaceuticals, actually, weed killers and things like that. So they murder 500 beagle puppies every single day, and also a small number of primates and rats. So this is a song about putting that company under completely. So if you want to feel free, or if you want to sing along to this song, after I say genocide for the Third Reich, you guys all have to scream, fuck UHLS. You remember. Okay. Or if you don't feel comfortable saying fuck, I say this a lot, you can say Frank or Freak or whatever. So. Okay. The song's called Cages. Friendship. What I've been doing these past 4 or 5 months is I've been traveling a lot and meeting a lot of really awesome people. And just in those days when I start to feel down about myself, feel like I'm the only one fighting the battles that I fight, I meet someone really super awesome that totally like just solidifies like everything that I'm about. And this song goes to all those people that help me become a better person and push me to do better things. Old friends and new friends that I've met. So as long as I know. told you that because now you're not going to drink your water.
How many did you want?
You can finish this cup of water.
Okay.
Thank you.
So speaking of civilization being a playground, I don't know. I've been traveling all day just to get here. I don't know if a lot of you know this, but there's a local trains that run through here. They have this contest every once in a while where it's like, you know, if you win this contest, you get a free ride on the train. So all you have to do to get a free ride is you have to sneak on and not get caught. So keep that in mind next time you want to ride the train. It's pretty easy, and most of the time you win, so it's pretty awesome. This is a song. This is a song about supporting local businesses, supporting organic local agriculture, knowing where your clothes come from, knowing where your food comes from, making sure you're buying things responsibly. If you buy something that's sweatshop made, or you buy something that's not fair trade, essentially it's your responsibility, or it's you're responsible for every person that was exploited along that line. So this song's called Save the Fashion, and if anyone knows the second vocal part to it, alright, I encourage you to sing it because it's really funny when a bunch of people sing it.
Shaq's for their minds, Nike and Lamont had changed. With a history of torture, Adidas is to blame. I dream about slavery with profits on my mind. I stand for human rights, but only when they're mine. But a self-sustaining nation means a nation to exploit. What's the use of slavery when human lives are bought? We're on the road to wealth, it doesn't matter how we came. But I say, hang your head. You should be ashamed.
Ready?
And they said rape this land until there's nothing left. And poison their rivers and drown them in our deaths. And make them dependent on a system they don't. Feel the same.
I'm beardless for the first time in a long time. I know, but to me. Well, if you look in the trash can back home, you'll find it. So I'm going on a southern US tour, and I'm leaving next week. It's going to be a month long, and it's really the worst possible time to tour the south because it's summertime. So I figured I'd advertise it as a beardless tour. So if anyone would like to buy a CD from me, I would really appreciate it. It would prevent me from starving to death, so that would be cool. I just forgot what song I'm gonna play. Oh, okay, this is a song about gender politics. It's also just a reminder that the scene is not anyone's personal dating service. The scene is not a place where people go to hook up with other people and they get get dates or whatever. So this is a song about gender equality. And there's also a partner that's a shout out to the transgender community. So it's to the tune of Tom Jones' She's a Lady. So if you know the whoa, 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 she's a lady part, you can sing that. Anyways, here we go.
Trust a sexist song to do you justice. Cause she's a lady. Whoa, 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 yeah, she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Whoa, 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 yeah, she's a lady. She's a lady. Shocked in that design. But our genders have no role. We all have to hold on to what's inside us. They will teach you to betray and wear disguises. Cause I'm a lady. Whoa, 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 yeah, I'm a lady. Talking about the little lady. Whoa, 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 yeah, I'm a lady. Cause I'm a lady. My gender's trapped inside. Are all my goals in life just to dominate and oppress? I'll reject the standards set for men until there's nothing left on this plane called patriarchy and all it represents. I'm trying to unlearn the values I was taught by them. Don't care how you're brought up, don't care about what you're emphasizing. So show your sister some respect. Fuck tradition, this is where it dies, yeah. She's a lady. Whoa, 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 yeah, she's a lady. Talking about
anything that anyone would want to hear, anyone that actually, what? All the rest? Well, I got, which, okay, I'll play that one. So, this is a song about religion. Although there are many different types of religion, there's, I find that generally people share, a lot of people share the same common imaginary friend, and his name is Jesus. And so, this is a song. I'm mostly, this is the first acoustic song I ever wrote, and I wrote this song as a joke, but gauging the people's reaction to it and how like funny it was, how pissed some people got, like I cleared out a room of like I cleared out like 90% of a room when I played it once. So this is a song about atheism. It's just about opening your heart to atheism and letting it guide your life, letting it be your rock, your savior. But no, in all seriousness, it's just about taking responsibility for yourself, wanting to take care of yourself emotionally and physically, not relying on a fictional God-type person. So this song's called There's Nothing Up There For You. Oh, God did that. God damn it. Alright. I guess I'm Christian now. Fucking hell. Okay. Does anyone have a that I always break a string on that song. Does anyone have a guitar I can use? Because I don't have. This is seriously the same string I broke yesterday, so.
Can you grab mine back over there?
Does anybody know?
No. One back behind you.
Oh. Thank you.
Although I still don't believe in God, I don't want to push my luck and try to play that song again.
Play it again! Play come it on! Right, right, right.
I'll play it soft this time because I don't want to break Ralph's guitar.
I don't need no divine rights, don't need a God to run my life, because all good friend is all I need to be. Waste your life trapped on your knees, talk to a voice that no one sees, but a good friend is all you need to be. You robbed us of our culture, you robbed us of ourselves, we got our history, identity, equality is just a dream. You said kill them all, I gotta know our own. We're all just products to be sold. It's not just me, we are controlled by being someone's slave. It's not for me. Embrace the fact that God is dead. You live and give yourself a cent. Cause being someone's slave is not for me. You rob us of our culture. You rob us of ourselves. We got a history, identity. Democracy is just a dream. You said, what would Jesus do? Yeah, we'll fuck him anyways. But God made heaven just for me. There's something more that has to be. But I know that my body just in case. You may think that when you die, your soul float up in the sky. But in the ground is where you're gonna stay. You may think that when you die, your soul float up in the sky. But in the ground is where you're gonna stay.
Thanks. Woo! I wrote this a little while ago. Well, not that long ago. I've just been, haven't had time to write any new stuff since then, so it seems like a really long time. This is a song about traveling. It's a song about having someone to travel with, and it's not specifically for anybody, but it's an open invitation and an open song to everybody, to all genders, all ages. So this is just a song about knowing that it's... Sorry, I'm like half asleep. I was running the trail a bit. It's just a song about realizing what you consider a home and why you consider a home. I believe that home is more than just four walls that enclose you. So it's a place where you feel happy and you feel comfortable. So and if that was true, I have like 30 homes. So it's pretty awesome. Being professionally homeless is pretty rad. So this is a song called Luxury for All.
Comforts and forcing extravagance, brought up to believe in a system of wastefulness. I feel misplaced, I'm just a background to all these narcissists. Wouldn't trade my worst days for all your lavishness. Let's vacation, last a lifetime, and we'll travel to the fall. So here's your invitation, packing things, and here we go. Hiding in the bushes, throwing rocks and passing cars. Lay our bags out underneath a million stars. Cause I'd run away with you. I'd run away with you. If you ask me to. Last a lifetime and we'll travel through the fall. So here's your invitation, packing things and here we go. Lying in the bushes, throwing rocks and passing cars. Side by side underneath a million stars. Cause I'd run away with you. I'd run away with you. If you ask.
Okay, I need to take a vote. A Smiths cover or a Ryan Harvey cover?
I say Ryan.
You say Ryan.
I'm probably the only one that would say that.
Is that the only vote?
Ryan Harvey.
Ryan Harvey? Okay. Okay, this is a song by Ryan Harvey. No one knows who he is, apparently.
Can you play both?
Both?
I don't know who Ryan Harvey is.
Okay, that's fine.
Got caught up in your eyes, got caught up in your thoughts, and we first kiss, that first cemetery. But now my eyes are getting dimmer and your legs are getting slimmer. Some days I don't understand you at all. I could give you everything you need. I could give you everything you need. And I could give you everything you need. But I won't give you everything you want. My hands were cold, your back a furnace on the mountaintop. My lips were nervous, you said we'd bounce if we see the clouds. Thought all the dust would blow away before we'd ever stop making love in the grass. I could steal you everything you need. I could steal you everything you need. And I could steal you everything. But I won't steal you everything you want. Tie your swing, you take me higher than I'd ever swung. God knows which plant and palm blossoms on my tongue. Fucking and fighting louder than you have ever sung. And you're still beautiful to me. I could grow you everything you need. I could grow you everything you need. And I could grow you everything you need. But I won't grow you everything you want.
Is anyone else still ill? Any other words? A bit? Okay, well, if you feel free to sing along with anybody that you know. Embracing it, because
obviously civilization's gonna come down here regardless of if you want it to or not. So it's just a matter of when, how, and where it'll start. So it's good to know and good to study how indigenous tribes lived on this land before, and learn how to grow your own food, how to make your own clothes, how to harvest off of wild plants and stuff like that, how to identify edible plants. So this is just a song about that. This is a newer song also, but obviously it takes a lot of practice. I mean, even today I was at a coffee shop using the internet and talking on my cell phone at the same time, and I was like, whoa, I'm totally feral right now. Whatever. So this is just a song about taking those steps towards a more indigenous way of living, a more feral way of living. This song's called Rewild. Yeah, I'm Mike XCX. Thanks to Rebecca for inviting me to play today. And if you want a CD, I have one.
Civilized, you robbed us of our skills. We have a chance to give back, but you wonder how you'll rebuild. A culture that is poison and the plastics that destroy our living earth. Not asking what the land wants, you perceive it for its economic worth. I'll just let the end come and embrace this time. I listen to Gaia's song, I remember every line. I hear the rhythm of the waves as I close my eyes. Glamour City living, just a mental trauma. Conditioned for this life, our potential's what we've compromised. Subsistence given up, persisting on a life that cannot last. What should we expect of the future when we forgot our past? I'll just let the end come and embrace this time. I listen to Gaia's song, I remember every line. I hear the rhythm of the waves as I close my eyes. Just let me.